WPHK and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us. If it sounds like I speak too fast, you just listen too slow. That's the problem. Work harder. I mean, I put a lot of work into this show. You can, too. Wait, what's that, Candy? Stop insulting the listeners?
Because you won't have any.
Oh. All right. Love you. I appreciate y'all listening. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. She joins us every Thursday, reluctantly, to tell us what's going on in the paper that comes out later today. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Griff, of course, I thought maybe I should talk real slow.
Please, please, dear Lord, no. I listen to the city council and county commission meetings on 1.4 speed, and let's just say, without naming names, for some people, that's still too slow.
Oh, that's right. Well, we have a story about what happened after the air show. So, Saturday's air show was great and everything, but afterwards, there were so many reports of this one person who was threatened, just terrorizing by hitting cars, almost hitting people. There was just so much going on. And we have video of it. There's all kinds all over Facebook and all over the internet about this one person driving this gray truck,
yep,
a Ford F-150. And so Gulf Breeze police were waiting for him, and they were able to get him with a pivot turn. Pit maneuver, thank you. And he ended up crashing right there at the Exxon in Gulf Breeze proper. And it turns out that it was a person who lives on Eglin Air Force Base, I assume military, 19-year-old, and his last name is Vargas. J-O-A-N is his first name. Joan, I guess is how you pronounce it, Vargas. And so he is in custody. I'm sure there's a lot of different scenarios where he's going to be charged in Escambia County and in Santa Rosa County.
Yeah.
For all the things that happened on Pensacola Beach and in Gulf Breeze. So thank goodness he was caught damage anything as bad as he could have.
Yeah, and did not test to be under the influence of any alcohol, stole his friend's truck, didn't get onto 98 the second time, which I'm glad for, because that could have been, really bad. I just kept thinking when I saw all these videos about how if you're the driver of some car that just gets, you're just sitting there waiting in the interminable line trying to get out of the air show, and some doofus, jagwagon, drives right past and rips your bumper off, and now you got to deal with that on top of everything else. Like, it's just so rude.
Well, the traffic coming out of off the beach was very delayed for so many wrecks,
yeah,
so many things happening. So really the best way to go is by boat, I have to say. But that's also dangerous. A lot of first-time boaters are out on Blue Angels air show days. So you have to be careful no matter what you're doing.
You guys also have a story about Santa Rosa County's moratorium for a year on data centers.
That's right. A lot of people are wondering, why don't they just go ahead and make a permanent moratorium? And the reason is if they waited to do all the advertisements and everything else that needs to be done, that takes a lot of time. So if they figured out if we do a moratorium for 1 year, we can go ahead and enact that. And while we have that moratorium, no data centers can come in while we make the moratorium permanent. So they are looking to the future and very wisely using their attorney to guide them on that.
I love Tom Danheiser's comment on this, is that the people who are upset that they didn't enact a ban are refusing to take yes for an answer because this is actually going to do for them better what they want to have done. Gulf Breeze dealing with the future, obviously, with the possibility of local option sales tax changing, going away or diminishing, but also the possibility of the tax referendum trying to plan, right?
Well, yeah, they're doing budgeting right now, trying to figure it all out. Fortunately, Gulf Breeze several years ago enacted this resiliency plan that they're going to be resilient to, hurricanes and all kinds of just unknowns. So they're in pretty good shape. So thank goodness that is happening. But they also are looking at, what could happen in November with the sales tax, property tax vote, and trying to, look at the future. One of the things that they're considering is enacting a fire fee. Their fire service is included right now in your city taxes. But a lot of other places have started enacting a fire fee, and that is something that I would say that they're going to do probably whether or not the referendum passes.
Yeah, and, you know, lots of municipalities, counties, and cities are all looking at, you know, what do we do if, right? Well, how do we handle all of this stuff? I was caught off guard by this. You gave me almost a heart attack this morning because you told me that there is a fact in about 3 weeks that something is happening and that the preparation for that thing is already underway right now. What are we talking about?
We are talking about school is starting, back to school, August
Crazy.
The 10th. I mean, we are on the countdown right now. I
3 weeks.
Mean, it is so close.
Good Lord.
I know. It is time to get those things, get ready, clear out all of your summer stuff, get your fall stuff in. You know, we're trying to help people get ready. We have the new high school opening. A lot of new things are happening. Of course, football is already practicing, getting ready for the season under the direction of Eric Harris for the second year, former NFL player. He's also got some former NFL players assistant coaching him. We have great stories on that. You know, there's just so much going on. And we do have Splash Magazine coming out in August. Today's the deadline for that if you want to be in that. So we're putting Splash out from Pensacola to Navarre Beach. It's a very wide circulation. And so hopefully we can get people in to know what's going on, look at our calendar of events, you see about fishing, about what you can watch on streaming, what to read. We've got recipes there. We got all kinds of good stuff in there. So make sure that you pick up a copy. Mm-hmm.
Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Joins us every Thursday for our preview of what's in the paper. Lisa, as always, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. 8:17 on News Radio 92.3. Candy has traffic for us.
And we're not showing slowdowns. Sorry.
Your microphone is like, I think you need to engage yourself in a lawsuit against that microphone today.
Stop. I would.
Or buy some Viagra. I'm not sure.
I'll just bend like Jimothy. It looks like.
It's Jimothy.
Jimothy. It looks like everything's fine. We're not showing any slowdowns or delays. You didn't have any problem getting where you're going this morning. The only slowdowns I'm seeing are at lights and usual areas of construction. And that's at 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown, it's Candy for Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, yeah. Candy. I guess I shouldn't be surprised that school is starting again so soon. We're doing Stuff the Bus today. And when do we do Stuff the Bus?
Before
school starts. Yeah. So we're out at all the area Walmarts collecting supplies for the kids, for, you know, the kids who cannot afford them for themselves. I will be out at the Pea Ridge Walmart after the show, so stop by and say hi to me if you'd like to. But anyway, bring, you know, just buy stuff while you're there or bring your supplies. We'll always take it. It's a fantastic event every year in partnership with the Santa Rosa County and Escambia County School Districts. 818 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about buying a new home or, you know, maybe not buying for yourself, but you want to buy a rental property. Could be a short-term rental like a vacation rental. Could be a long-term rental like a, you know, regular old people live there kind of rental. Or you're just kind of not sure if now is the right time with interest rates and prices and can you make money and the competition from all the new housing that's been built. Great questions. Don't ask me. Ask Christina Leavenworth. And even maybe ask her, well, look, I've been looking at buying this kind of a house. What about a new house? And she'll explain to you all the advantages of that and the things that they can get done by buying a new house, because having a realtor work with you and buying a new house that's built for you, that actually can bring a lot of benefits that you might not think of. And that's the point. She's the expert. Call her, ask her, 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Millions watch the Blue Angels every year. Thousands line Pensacola Beach, but almost nobody gets to fly with them until now. Climb into a full-scale replica FA-18 Super Hornet cockpit and experience the thrill of flying in the slot position with Blue Angel number 4. Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the National Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You're cleared for takeoff in the only experience of its kind in the world at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your mission today.
I'm Dr. Isaac Williams, running for Escambia County School Board, District 3. District 3 is asking for a change, and I agree. District 3 deserves a representative who will listen, communicate, and stay connected. I'm a retired military leader, a pastor, a community leader, and I'm ready to serve. I'll support teachers, strengthen schools, put students first, and always involve parents. I'm Dr. Isaac Williams. On August 18th, I would appreciate your vote.
Paid political ad by Dr. Isaac Williams, Escambia School Board, District 3.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 for the Pensacola Expert Panel with me, Eldon Scott, your host, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing barbecue prizes, and hear how Sonny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. We're spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Make sure to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You ever hear something in the news and think,
that can't be real?
MVR breaks it down weekdays at 11 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready? Prepare for blastoff.
Reach out, touch faith.
Candy, so you didn't no Last Starfighter for you? Yeah, it was the video game.
Did see that? Yeah, Darren made me watch it. We went to Huntsville and we rented it in the hotel room after exploring the museum. So.
This Jimothy thing is crazy.
I can't get enough Jimothy.
You can't get enough of it.
Yeah,
we have all these raccoons,
the hunchback raccoon
that visit our deck every night.
You think he works at Notre Dame?
No,
because he's Quasimodo and the, okay.
Excuse me.
It's not that.
Sorry, I don't like to make fun of deformities.
Oh, wow. All right. So
on the
cancel
air.
Me. Cancel me air. If you will. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. The Food and Drug Administration still trying to find the source of that gastrointestinal illness that apparently may or may not have been caused by lettuce. More than 70 new cases of I can never say this thing. It's been
you
a week now.
It.
Cyclosporiasis were reported this week, of course, caused by parasites there.
Now, is that different from the cyclosoriasis? it itches. Get it off. It itches.
That one, you have the cream. You put it right on the lettuce. It's good.
Oh. Newsman made it worse. All right, go on, David.
That's about normal for this. SpaceX is now planning to test launch its Starship rocket this evening in Starbase, Texas. That mission had previously been planned on July 16th. And President Trump is set to announce some major utility companies are pledging to help pay for the increased electricity costs of AI data centers. This announcement from the White House brings companies like NextEra and Duke Energy into the plan, and the administration says it's already received promises from Google, Microsoft, Meta, Oracle, XAI, OpenAI, and Amazon.
Outstanding. All right, David, thank you so much for the update. Since we're kind of in the vicinity, 437-1620, talking a little bit about the, you mentioned about Meta, the company.
As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson.
No 9,000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information.
You and Nexus, huh? I design your eyes.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Shall we play a game?
All right, this is actually, it's probably going to take longer to have played that than it is to tell you the story, but you'll still laugh about it anyway. You know the Meta goggles and the Meta glasses that people wear? They're like, is it Ray-Ban brand actually makes them?
They do. Jordan Glass has them.
Oh, does
and
he?
They're
okay.
Super cool. They're super easy to use.
All right, so here's the problem is people have been using them in the wrong way in all the weird reasons and using them to do super creepy things. Like,
not like Jordan Glass.
Not him, but like, you know, they look overly thick to me. Like they look like something John Turturro would wear or whatever, but they're...
No, right, like a 50s nerd.
Yeah, like throwback retro, you know, horn rims or whatever. But people, you know, creepy guys have been using them to like go up to women and try to ask them out on dates and then post that video without their consent online. Mm-hmm. Or I can only imagine that some men are using them to capture videos and pictures of women and then using AI for all kinds of horrible things. And so they've become a real bad reputation. And people are, you know, thinking that only the creepy kind of men would wear them. And in fact, some people are sort of would buy them, but are discovering this. Let's see, a guy, a travel creator, this is a woman actually, named told Endegadget, Engadget. So that a lot of men and their behaviors have ruined this product. I wouldn't feel comfortable around somebody wearing them, so I wouldn't expect anybody to be comfortable around me wearing them. No matter where I am at this point, they're like a fancy paperweight. The ones that she has, she does not wear. And somebody else who also talking to Engadget said, I saw all these comments about if you wear those glasses, you're basically a predator or a creep. And I was like, oh, maybe it's not a good idea to have those. I don't really think that through all the way. And there are a lot of times where it's not appropriate to wear cameras on your face. That's only because they haven't implanted them yet in people's eyes or foreheads. But, you know, what's coming. But here's what cracks me up. So the Ray-Ban president put out a tweet. I'm still calling it that. I don't care. Because it sounds idiotic. So he put out an X. It's like saying, you know, they put out a truth. Stop it. Don't make me say idiotic things on the radio. too late. Oh, well done. No, Candy, you get credit for that.
All are full of jokes today.
Yeah, the good one. All right. So here he put a picture of the glasses, which have cameras inside the frames of these Ray-Bans, and apparently told The Verge that he kind of likes the phrase pervert glasses. That's what people are calling them. I think pervert goggles is better, or pervert specs is a little bit better. Pervert glasses doesn't quite have the landing that I'm looking for, but pervert specs. I kind of like that. It's, you know, so people, look, what is the technology for exactly? And, you know, people are going to use it for all the wrong ways. Oh, you like them though, Candy?
I like them. You can't even tell. They look like Elvis Costello glasses. Like I said, Jordan had a pair. I had no idea. And you can't tell unless you're right up on there, unless you already have that
thought. Do you wear them when you go to the bathroom?
I don't like it when people do that, but it's very interesting. You know what I mean?
Do you wear them when you go into the bathroom or the locker room?
No, Chuck Berry, I don't. I don't have them, but I don't think he does either.
Just, you know, seems like there's a lot of opportunity for this to go awry.
Jordan's at Stuff the Bus, so when you go see Andrew at Stuff the
Bus.
And ask him, too. Ask Jordan.
826 News Radio 92.3 Candy has traffic for us.
This is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Well, Progressive protects them both. And that was an easy riddle. You can learn more at progressive.com. As far as our roads go, the good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. 98 accident-free, not showing any problems on Avalon. Taking a look at Milton, 90 also clear. 437, 1620. If you see that accident or slowdown this morning, it's Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. Oh, in the I had been kind of thinking this, so I'm glad somebody else asks the question. But you know how Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War, now wants to have, they called him Defense Secretary in the AP. That's an error. Anyway, kind of, you know, because they're in this big feud with Trump because they won't say Gulf of America, which I also do not say. I think that's a stupid thing. It's the Gulf of Mexico. It always will be. I don't care. But I don't mind the Secretary of War thing. Anyway, Pete Hegseth has got this whole low testosterone, you know, testing men over 30 in the military for low testosterone. And then it'll be optional up to them what to do with it. You can also opt into being tested if you're under 30. But now a judge, U.S. District Judge Anna Reyes, has said, you're looking for low testosterone and then presumably going to recommend testosterone replacement therapy so that the troops have – there's no reason to test if you're not going to recommend, right? So that troops can perform at their highest potential, which I have called gender-affirming care in the truest of sense because you're making men more men, more manly. And she says, question, how does this work when you're talking about transgender men, as in women who become men who use testosterone in order to become more masculine? How is it that these troops over here, you are testing for low T and recommending testosterone therapy? These troops over here, you're actually wanting to prohibit them from even being in the service because they want to use testosterone to become more manly, which theoretically you would think would make them more capable of doing the kinds of military things, stronger, more endurance, more recovery. So the sort of tension between the more manly men slice of healthcare policy within the military and the contrast with more manly women policy being banned in the military. I just thought, I'm curious where this goes because that's an interesting raising of a question that I also had been thinking about. So 437-1620, no resolution on that. Oh, the House passed the NDAA. Woohoo! We'll talk to Jimmy Patronis about that on Monday, including a 5-7% military pay raise and a bunch of other stuff. including, I think, the provision that Section 219 that has to do with us cooperating with Israel on a bunch of high-tech defense matters like the Iron Dome, Golden Dome, all that kind of stuff. We'll see. Like I said, I'll talk with Jimmy about that on Monday. Though it has some other provisions that would matter to you if you're in the military. Things like, you know, your reserve service would now count towards your retirement rank, which I guess is something relatively new. Preserving supply chain security and some other, you know, the NDA is a very important thing. Thank goodness it actually passed. So that's actually good news. We'll take it. Hey, Stuff the Bus is going on today, again, out at the area Walmarts and Escambia and Santa Rosa County. What was the other thing? Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night. Good performance coming up next Tuesday at the Pavilion, Gulfside Pavilion at the Beach Ball in Pensacola Beach. That is a wonderful thing. I've only ever been there once, but that's just because I don't go out on evenings. Candy's been there dozens or hundreds of times. It is a great event. It really is.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Iran keeps paying a higher price in 12 nights of CENTCOM airstrikes. Now Secretary of State Rubio says the Houthi rebels have been snookered by Iran into hitting two oil tankers in the Red Sea. President Trump posts, "We will punish Iran and the Houthis."
The problem with Iran is every time they make a deal, the people that are in charge there, they either break it or they want to change it. So it looks like they're not ready to make a deal. So they're going to continue to pay a price.
Rubio in Manila also commenting on the U.S. deal with Saudi Arabia to enrich uranium for nuclear power using American companies' reactors and fuel. Rubio says the gold standard is they can't use it for a nuclear weapon. President Trump posting the Saudis must first join the Abraham Accords with Israel. Oil prices at $90, gas up to $4.09, but the Mega Millions jackpot just climbed to $743 million. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 82 degrees. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. We'll get a look at our forecast with Channel 3 and Brooke Richardson. That's up in just a few minutes. Well, Pensacola's mayor pushing back on the idea that a proposed curfew ordinance would apply to adults. Mayor Reeves yesterday saying the draft currently being reviewed would only apply to minors 17 and under with a tiered approach that starts with a warning before moving on to citations.
This is a minor. This is a 17 and under. This is not a curfew. I think that continues to get confused. We're not asking grown adults to not be out at night at 11 p.m. or at midnight, but...
And Mayor Reeves says that proposal could come before the city council as soon as next month. The proposal would mirror state law with curfew times of 11 o'clock on weeknights and midnight on weekends. Another question would be whether the ordinance would apply to specific neighborhoods or whether it would be a citywide. Well, Florida's chief financial officer, Blazing Golia, pushing back on warnings from local governments that they'd have to slash services if voters approve the property tax referendum this November. He says Floridians have heard similar arguments before.
The very first press conference we did when we called out the wasteful and excessive spending, we had predicted that this was going to happen and exactly how it was going to happen because we went through this in the mid-2000s.
And Golia argues that counties could absorb the loss in revenue by returning to 2019 spending levels while accounting for inflation and population growth. Well, five arrests have now been made in relation to that burglary at Crabs on Pensacola Beach. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says the arrests happened across Mississippi and Alabama. Two suspects in Harrison County, two in Baldwin County, one in Mobile County. Deputies say they did recover a large amount of cash, masks, tools, and gloves that were used in the break-in. Investigators say the burglars drilled into a safe to steal deposit money. Also, a fourth arrest made in the July 5th downtown Pensacola shooting that killed PJ Shepard and injured six others. 17-year-old Marley Foster now charged with firing a weapon in public and illegal possession of a firearm. PPD says Foster struck another person and the victim declined to press charges. PPD says Foster is still being held accountable based on forensic evidence and video. Navarre Beach residents will see their first fire assessment increase in a decade. Department leaders say there's a big financial deficit, and they attribute part of that problem to a lack of
growth.
Navarre
Beach has not had any growth. There's been no cranes on our beach building anything extravagant in a long time. So we've had no growth, no additional. We had eight houses built last year, and that only brings in $3,500. We have 17% increase in health insurance, general liability insurance, payroll, those are all major expenses.
And Fire Chief John Kanzig tells Channel 3 the district's reserves are nearly gone after years of overspending. The fire board approved a $27 fee increase along with $300,000 line of credit to cover expenses. Kanzig says there's no theft involved, just a need for better long-term planning. And it is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. It's Check In with Candy. She's got her traffic on the fives.
And the good news is everything is running smoothly right now. We're not showing any slowdowns or anything right now. 98 is crystal clear from Navarre all the way through to Gulf Breeze into Pensacola. Not showing any issues on I-10, I-110. If you see something, let us know. 437-1620. You can text it in. It's Candy with traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a small 10% chance of rain today, otherwise mostly sunny skies, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, 20% chance of rain, high near 91. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Heading into your Saturday, 20% chance of rain, otherwise mostly sunny skies, high near 94. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it is 83 degrees with mostly cloudy skies at the moment. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. And taking a look at your money now this hour. Our markets are down at the opening bell. The Dow down almost 0.75% at 51,852.92. S&P 500 down 64.25 points. That is just under 1%. At 74.33.64, the NASDAQ down over 1.5%, 417 points, currently at 25,273,642. 10-year bond rate is up today, 4.7%. Gold prices down 95.60 at 4,056.30. Silver is down $250 at 57.80. Bitcoin down just under $800, 65,049.80. Now, looking at those oil prices, yeah, they're up quite a bit. West Texas Intermediate is up 426, trading at $91.09 a barrel. Brent crude up $5.72 today, just under $100 a barrel. $100 a barrel right now. And with that in mind, we take a look at our fuel prices. AAA's national average for a gallon of regular today at $4.09. In Escambia County, average price is right about $3.88 a gallon. Santa Rosa, that's up at $3.93 for the average prices this morning. Well, we've got the unemployment numbers in. Far fewer Americans than expected filed first-time requests for unemployment last week. The Labor Department says it received 187,000 initial filings, and that's a decline of 22,000 from the previous week's revised total. Google's parent company Alphabet and Tesla reported their earnings yesterday, showing some of the effects of the race to spend on artificial intelligence. Both companies reporting negative free cash flow as they burn through money on AI. They also both told investors to prepare for higher capital spending. And Chick-fil-A says accounts from its loyalty program were affected last month when unauthorized bad actors launched an automated attack. Its Chick-fil-A One program was hacked using credentials obtained from a third-party source. The sensitive information included the last four digits of card numbers and saved details like birthdays, email addresses, and passwords. Chick-fil-A wrote in a letter sent to customers on July 20th, as soon as they learned of the breach, they forced logouts on affected accounts and removed any saved payment methods. And it is 8:38, our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. This is News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
In digital marketing, sometimes it's easy to get carried away with clicks and data and algorithms, but at ADX Digital, we understand that none of that matters without customers. We provide reports with click-throughs and view-throughs, but what really matters to our team is seeing your business grow with more sales. And just like you, we're local too. We care about your business winning. That's ADX Digital.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com. The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
No opinions, no arguing, just the news right now.
Right now.
Chris Bryant, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Austin Price for News Radio 92.3.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So yesterday, my wife, who's always looking for, you know, new and different things for us to do together, athletic things or intellectual things or, you know, hang out with people, whatever the case may be. Yesterday, we went over to the Bayview Community Center and learned how to play hand and foot with a bunch of, like, I don't know, 24, I guess, retired, mostly older ladies who and a couple of guys. I was like one of three or four guys in the room. And we played, you know, for like 2.5 hours, we sat there and played a card game with these ladies. And it was so much fun. And it was not a game I had ever played before, but I learned the rules yesterday. And so, you know, and they do all kinds of stuff at the Bayview Community Center, at the Senior Center. I know, 55, going to the Senior Center to play cards with the ladies. Hey, fine, you know, fine. I am. It's fun. Anyway, and they, I mean, they do, you know, pinochle, they do mahjong, they do all kinds of stuff there. You know, billiards, Mexican train dominoes, all kinds of stuff you can do at the Senior Center. And, you know, and... anyway, so my question for you is 437-1620. Your family, did your family play cards? And if so, what was the game? Or more than one, if there's a more than one, that's fine. And if, you know what, maybe your family didn't play cards, they played a board game or something like that. I'm just kind of curious, what was your family game? 437-1620. I just figure for a lot of people it's cards. And the reason cards is because, A, cards is cheap. You know, right? Sure. Unless you're gambling, in which case it's expensive for other reasons. Very portable, doesn't require large investment, and, you know, cards are kind of universal. But 437-1620, did your family play a card game when you were growing up? Do you still play it with your kids? Candy?
Yeah, we did. We played, I mean, and I grew up playing this game, 31. We played for pennies.
You
have to get to 31. Our priest would come over and play with us. Yeah, and I'm telling Darren about this, my husband, and he goes, yeah, Yankees play cards. That's what his family says. Oh, it's a Yankee game. Cards is a Yankee game.
So I don't, that's interesting. A lot of these ladies were not from the North, but.
Yeah, that's what I figured. But yeah, I know.
It is true. I mean, it's specifically a Midwestern, you know, like Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Michigan, especially Michigan. Yeah, I mean, you play cards. Why? Because you're trapped in the winter inside your house for years at a time, right? Yeah. That's what it feels like. So you better do something so you don't kill the neighbors or the residents.
That was our family's motto.
Okay. Pass the cards so we don't pass the hatchet. Is that it? Okay. sorry. That's funny. All right. Yeah, you know, that reminds me. there are some games that are, like, they're very, very easy. Like, they're not meant to be challenging. They're just kind of meant to be kids' games. And I think of, like, 7-Up is in that same category, which does require a little bit of strategy, okay? Not much. You know, you either have the 8s and the 6s or you don't. But, yeah, no, interesting. 31. I don't even know that game, so I'm curious. What are the other games, 4, 3, 7, 16, 20, that people played? I think if I had to give a single, and in my family, there is no an answer to this question. It's we played all the games. We played all the games, all the board games. My wife and I play lots of board games now. We've all the new, like, Euro games, Settlers of Catan and Ticket to Ride and Carcassonne. And I played Axis and Allies growing up. We used to play that with my friends. And, Dungeons and Dragons. And, of course, Monopoly and Aggravation and Life and all of that. I hate Life. I hate the game of Life so badly. Anyway, but, you know, I have been playing games my whole life. So this is, like, my favorite stuff. I'm super nerdy about games. The game store company and the game shops have made a lot of money off of me in their lives and off of the people that I've turned on to games, by the way. Okay, so 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. But if I had to pick the one, I think in my family, it would probably, I'd have to say Euchre. Euchre was the game we played. And Euchre was the game we played in college, and Euchre was the game that I played when we went overseas, and you could make friends by playing Euchre with people at the airports or anywhere else. Euchre is probably the universal, and it's a hard one to spell. It's a little bit tricky to play, but it's fairly simple to play. You can play it and talk. You know, it's a good game that you don't have to really think that much about once you know how to play it, and I like those kind of games. Candy has Traffic on the Fives.
I was going to say, some of us we stopped going to class because we're playing Hearts and Spades.
Yeah, for money?
No, not even for money. We just stopped going to class.
How do you play Hearts and not play for money?
Because
I grew up in pool halls, man. If you're not playing pool for money, you're playing Hearts for money. Anyway, go on.
Fats McKay. That's my nickname.
What'd you call my belly?
I know. Don't talk about me. As we take a look at our
waddle.
You don't have that. You look fine. It looks like our roads are just fine. We're not showing any slowdowns, which is good. It's 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown this morning, Traffic and Weather Together, again, is brought to you by the great folks in the Pensacola Little Theater. We do want to remind you, Little Mermaid happening at PLT, going on now through August 9th. Journey Under the Sea with a theatrical take on the classic Disney movie. Tickets available at the box office or PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
And yes, by the way, in case you were listening as fast as I was talking, I did for sure make a Total Recall joke.
Baby, you make me wish I had 3 hands.
8:46.
What was he talking about, Andrew?
Nothing. He's playing better card games. Okay, so the question is, 4, 3, 7, 16, 20, what was your family's card game growing up? You know what? You know what our card game is now, I realize? We play spoons with everybody. We play spoons with a lot of people. It's cards, and then you take a spoon, and the person without the spoon gets a letter, and then you get out because you're slow. We play that game, and we bring a lot of heartache to people by destroying them at that game. But we've had injuries from spoons, so we had to go to the plastic ones, and we have lots of rules. Anyway, 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Let's see. The question of the day, what's the card game that you or your family played growing up? Somebody says spades or spoons. Spades is a good game. Spades has a lot of interesting, weird varieties. I'm not sure I'm on board with all of them, but no, spades is a great game. We played cards. It was gin rummy. Oh, yeah. Or just straight. Gin rummy's good. Yeah. Straight gin is good, too. That's easy to play. They play that more like Miami. It's a real big gin community they play over there. Let's see. We played hearts. I love playing hearts. Hearts is one of my favorites. Hearts is a great chance to find out if people don't know how to play and you can shoot the moon on them, and that's fun. Let's see. Now I know where I need to go to meet women. I'm 65. Hey, go take up cards at the community center, baby. I'm telling you, it's your chance. Let's see, 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. My family didn't play cards or games, but I couldn't graduate from high school without knowing how to play Euchre. Indiana girl, yes, there you go. Go Hoosiers. I can say it. It's a long time since I lived in Illinois. Let's see. We were a Domino's family, and the version we played is often called Chicken Foot, and there's Mexican Train. You know, it's an interesting one because, I mean, Domino's are cards. If you're resisting me, Domino's are cards. Now, they're cards with two different values, but Domino's are cards. I mean, it's a tiles game, and so if you're going to include tiles as card games, I mean, now you have, like, what? You have Triominoes, and you have Rummy Cube, and you could have Mahjong is a cards game, right? All of those things certainly qualify. No, I agree with you. Somebody says, I used to play hand and foot with my grandparents. I now live at the beach. We all play spades when it's raining. Yeah, see, it's a great way to pass the time and keep your mind sharp and do math. You know, cards are great for teaching math and probabilities and sequences and all kinds of things, you know. You might not like your kids to gamble and play poker, but if they play poker, I guarantee you they're going to be good at math or they're going to be broke. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Yes, card games. Euchre was our go-to. I know I should say this. I know for some of you, I'm saying these names of these games, and you're like, I don't know what any of those are, because maybe you didn't come from a card-playing clan, which is typically how we think of ourselves if we're card players. And I'm sorry. I'm not trying to exclude you from the conversation, but if I were to go into the rules of all these things, you know, one game explaining it would be 5 minutes. So I just leave it at that. I would rather include you, but every once in a while. Military brat here, we played Canasta. Oh, I loved Canasta growing up. And Hand and Foot is kind of a Canasta variant, sort of. Canasta is just a game you play with multiple decks, and you make, you know, runs and sequences and of a kinds and you melds and all fun stuff. Actually, okay, I'm going to super nerd out for a second just for – this will make my dad happy. He listens. He's in Denver. My dad and I played a game that's a Canasta variant called Bolivia. You should read it in the Hoyle's Book of – you're a card player if you have a copy of Hoyle's Book of, you know, Rules for Games. super nerds, but we are. Anyway, and Bolivia is like – it's an hour to play a hand. But it's so much fun. It's so complicated. And we could never get anybody else to play with us for some reason. 4-3-7. Oh, we played Canasta, the easiest thing to carry with you. Yeah, cards are easy to carry with you if you have access to a deck of cards or two. Somebody played Uno as a child, but was recently reintroduced to Spicy Uno. Yes, Spicy Uno. You've not played Spicy Uno? Spicy Uno is crazy. Spicy Uno is, it's like Uno, but if the Uno was cooking methamphetamines for itself. I guess cooking, you know. But anyway, Uno, Spicy Uno is crazy and wild and fun. And
you just go fast?
No, there's a lot of bizarre rules.
What's the one difference between spicy and regular?
Okay, let's see. I'm trying to, there's one, if you play a one, then everybody can only speak one word at a time or you take a penalty.
There's different rules with there's the cards.
And, you know, the rules about, I've played it enough times to know, but I can't remember off the spur, you know. So there's all kinds of, there's a rule where you're not allowed to talk, I think. There's rules about your behavior apart from playing the cards.
Got it.
So it's that kind of a game. My parents used to play Canasta with the neighbors on Saturday nights when the kids would watch The Love Boat and Fantasy Island. Yes. My parents played bridge.
Mine played dominoes.
And I never learned the bidding conventions enough to play bridge. I could, the card play is easy, but the bidding is the hard part. And I've never really done bridge. Let's see. No cards. My family made me play this game called Go Outside and Play and Don't Come Home Until the Streetlights Turn On. Good game. Put out by Milton Bradley. Available in all stores. Rook. Oh, Rook. Yes. Loved Rook. And Rook had a variant. I'm trying to think. Oh, what was the thing called? It was an old... I'm not going to be able to think of it anyway. Rook then kind of became Skip-Bo, I think, if I remember correctly. Skip-Bo's kind of like the modern version. And Skip-Bo's a great game for young kids, too. Family played bridge. We didn't go in for the lucre of euchre. That's funny. Strategy board games to the death, though. Absolutely. Spoons. No, if you're serious, you play knives. Not in our house, no. Somebody says they played Speed, Gin Rummy, Rook, Pinochle. Yes, Pinochle's a great game. A little bit more complicated than Euchre. Played Scrabble. All right, objection, Scrabble's not a game. It's not a card game.
You didn't say card game, you said game.
I said if you don't play card games, you can give me other things. Oh, Meg says go fish. Dirty Euchre. I don't know that one, but I'm interested now. Poker, Five Crowns. Oh, I don't know that one. No Mercy, Two Decks, and It's Crazy. Somebody said, oh, Cribbage. We played a ton of Cribbage growing up. My mom taught me math using Cribbage rules on scoring license plates when we were driving around town. You look at a license plate that's got four or five numbers on it. What's your score? It's just little things that you learn to do. Taboo, charades, Pictionary, karaoke. Okay, things that are not card games, social games. Not a card game, but I bet your family might like Secret Hitler. I have played Secret Hitler. I'm not big on the conspiracy games. I've played a few of them. It's not my favorite thing, but that's okay. I'm glad people like it, and people do really like it.
There's a game called Secret Hitler?
Yeah, there are people who... There's Hitler, and then there's two conspirators, and then there's the other people, and you're trying to figure out who it is. It's like... what's that the game? The Doctor, I think it's called. I don't know. It's one of these, like, there's conspirators and non-conspirators, and it's a social game. Anyway, it's... Oh, my God, I'm getting all of these texts in. Old Maid, Cards Against Humanity. That's not a card game, but it is, but it isn't. Pickup 52. Meg says, yes, it is. Cards Against Humanity is not a card game. You could play Go Fish. You could play Whist is another one that was not listed so far. Bunko. Solitaire, of course, is another one. Oh, my God, all these texts. Y'all made my day. So much fun. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, what's the game called where you bluff people with the cards? You say, I've got two twos, I got three threes. Oh, BS.
BS, yeah, right, BS, right. Which, oh, goodness.
Can't really say that one. No, it's okay. You can say
that. There's plenty of words for that game.
And there's one of my all-time favorites is called Oh Hell, which my very puritanistic grandfather-in-law refused to play with us because of the name. And so we said, oh, we've got this other game. It's called Jingleheimer Way. And he's like, what's that? Same rules. We just played that game with him.
Hi, this is David Williams. I'm seeking re-election to the Escambia County School Board in District 3. I worked for 35 years in the school system, where I've made a difference in students' lives, where I help increase the graduation rate, making sure our schools are safe, and ensure our students are college and career ready. Please visit my webpage at davidwilliams3.com and view my platform for District 3. Re-elect David Williams, Escambia School Board.
Paid political ad by David Williams for Escambia County School Board District 3.
Good dental health starts at the beginning of life. For infants, wipe their gums with a clean, soft cloth after feeding and make sure to schedule your child's initial dental visit before their first birthday. As your child grows, make sure they brush twice a day and floss before bed, limit sugary snacks and drinks, and schedule regular dental checkups. Focusing on healthy dental habits early helps children grow into healthy adults. Visit floridahealth.gov/dentalhealth to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Health and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin, weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Number, please.
What exchange is this?
Number, please.
I want to make a call to...
Local calls only. What is your number, sir?
Haven't got a number.
No number, no call.
Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Y'all are the best. I love hearing about your family's card games. That was great. Candy has traffic on the fives.
This is fun. 437-1620 if you see that accident or slow down. Otherwise, roads are clear. It's Candy with traffic on the fives.
If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars. Cars that are a couple of years young, a couple of 10,000 miles on them. You're going to be the second owner, most likely, maybe the third. They warranty everything to 10 years or 100,000 miles. And, you know, you hear me talking about them, and that's fine. You hear Dave Ramsey talking about them, and that's fine. And the question is, does anybody else buy their cars? Well, they sell 150 a month, okay? So about, you know, in that vicinity. So you're talking about 1,500 to 2,000 cars a year, and they've been in business for 29 years. So that's a lot of cars that they've sold. And it shows, because if you drive around and you look, what you will see is people have these license plate frames that say Frontier, and they have the little bumper sticker, the little vinyl symbols that say Frontier Motors on them. And if you're looking, and I challenge you to this, is, you know, make it your game. You can play cribbage scores on the license plate, and you can play Frontier Motors on the license plate frame, the bumper sticker. And if you see one, and you will see them, okay, that's a recommendation. That's a referral, right? And then over the course of time, if you study it for like a day or two, it'll start to train your eyes to see them. And by about the third or fourth day, you won't be able to stop seeing them. You'll wish you can unsee them. There are so many, but that's the point. Those are all satisfied customers of Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 437-1620. Oh, we got an update from Sheriff Simmons yesterday about that robbery that took place at Crabs on the beach for the Blue Angels weekend.
Today I'm going to talk to you about the burglary that took place on Pensacola Beach on Sunday morning. Burglars broke into Crabs restaurant, then ultimately they accessed the safe inside of that restaurant and took the money that was inside. Well, our investigators worked hours and hours, and they were able to identify those that are responsible. We accessed some of the cameras that we have on Pensacola Beach, and we also accessed our license plate reader system as well.
We used license plate readers and security cameras to solve this crime. For all of you who think that it's a terrible thing that we've got this technology.
And I can tell you that with the help of our law enforcement partners, we are able to arrest five different individuals in two different states. The first one was a traffic stop over in Harrison County in Mississippi. That is Sheriff Haley's crew, where we stopped and got a couple of the guys. And we also asked our partners over in Baldwin County, Sheriff Lowry's crew, to stop another car where we got a couple more burglars. And then ultimately we asked Sheriff Birch's crew over in Mobile County Sheriff's Office to help us at a hotel room.
Wow, that is a lot of interagency, interstate cooperation to get these folks. And man, talk about a network, quick results just, you know, a few days later making all of those arrests. Well done. Good work for the Escambia Sheriff's Office and all of those partner agencies in tracking this down. It just makes me wonder, like, is this genuinely like an interstate crime ring, and how did they target crabs particularly? I just kind of want to know.